Chapter Aleph. I believe we're up to technically Mahasam, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines in the bottom. Hechsher Mitzvah, technically Mahasam. We can learn out Hechsher Mitzvah from the case of Kibbut Av Eim. So why can't we use Migdash to tell me in the case of Yibum that Esses Daichalaisa Sejesh Bakaris? Dr. Gemar Ein Chanami. The truth is, I didn't need it for Esses Daichalaisa Sejesh Bakaris. Shapsaisa Tishmair Migdashi Turo Lamali. Ibaila the Gitanya. I need it for something else. Yachi Yisari Adam in Migdash. A person should be afraid of the Migdash means give it some sort of deity, that it has some sort of power. Tamalayma Shapsaisa Tishmair Vas Migdashi Turo. Namrishmir Bishabas and Emmaira Bimigdash. Sashmir Bishabas. It says Mayer b'Migdash, Mashmira Amura b'Shabbos. Just like the Shmira, it says by Shabbos. Let me Shabbos at the Misyarei. You're not afraid of Shabbos. I'm a Misha Hizera on Shabbos from the one who warned about Shabbos. Av Mayer Amura b'Migdash. Let me Migdash at the Misyarei. I'm a Misha Hizera on Migdash. We fear the Rabbi Nishleilim. We don't fear the base of Migdash. We treat it with respect. How do we treat it with respect? Ezu Mayer b'Migdash. How do we treat it with trepidation? Not because it's a deity, because we fear the Rabbi Nishleilim who rests the Shechin on the Migdash. They kind of. The Barabbas and Maklub and Manola shouldn't walk in with his staff, with his shub and pundasa, with his money belt. The dust on the street, Senukapandria, Rikika, shouldn't make it a shortcut, or he shouldn't spit there Mikavachimer. The Gemara says if you can't wear sackcloth in the Shar HaMelech, which is not disgusting, for sure to spit there. Mainly of his Mikdash Kayim to Simrayan. How do I know that one has to fear the place of the Mikdash? Av Mayra Amura B'Migdash is V'Olam is forever. There's a machlokes b'shaina whether a Migdash Ma'at Shul is biblical or rabbinic that you have to have respect to Mayra for it in the way we behave in Shul. I would think that we learn out the Yibum Mizdaicha Chorus from Havara. Because the Torah had to reveal me by Havara that it's not Daicha. As we will expand in this Amud. The Tanya Beir of Yishmael. It says in the Pasuk, we Savar Reish B'chol Mashu Seichem. Matam Lomar. Why did the Torah have to say it? The Gemara interrupts the Braisa. Matam Lomar. Ilu Rabbi Yaisi L'Lav. To tell me Havara is only a Lav. Ilu Rabbi Nasan L'Chalik. To tell me that every Av is its own Av. You don't have to do all of us to have to bring a Chav. It's to split up each Av separately. So that, what's the question of Rabbi Tanner of Rabbi Shmuel? Why by Nidla Savarovich? The Yama Rabba, and Rabba explained, Tanner Meshavas Kakashalei. What's bothering Tanner of Rabbi Shmuel is the word Bechol Meshve Seichem. Meshavas Matam Adlaimer. Shabbos Chavis Agufi. Shabbos is a obligation on the body. It's not land dependent. And we don't need a pasuk. It's self-understood that unless it's land-based, it's naik everywhere. So why should I think that Shabbos is not? Meshavas the Kasi Rachman is Shabbos Lamali. So why did the Torah write Meshavas by Shabbos? Dr. Gemar, Meshav, Reb Shmuel, Matam, and Echad. So this is the continuation of the advice. Fish and Amber, Vichiyah, Mishmut, Mishmut, Mavaz, Vuhumas. It says that there's a mitzvah saseh of Besm to eliminate people who did chiyav misa. Shemei ani bei b'chol bei mishabbos. I should do it in Shabbos also. Umani mikay mechala mois yumas b'shar melachas. And that which the Torah says I can't desecrate it is by other things, not chutz mi misas Besm. I ain't now for misas Besm. Or maybe I'm not allowed to do misas Besm. Umani mikay b'mus b'chol b'lai mishabbos. And maybe the mitzvah of misas Besm is only the weekday, not in Shabbos. I ain't now for mishabbos. So the Brisa goes back and forth, and as the Gemara is going to explain later, the Havamina was Esses Daichalois Esses Bakaris. The answer was maybe not, and the answer was maybe yes. So we see that there's a Havamina of Yesh Bakaris. And therefore I need a Pasik, Kamalim, Lizavar Ej, Bechol Mesh Rasechem. With Avon Weimer, and elsewhere it says, Vahar Eil Lechem, Lechukas Mishmut, Lutai Rasechem, Bechol Mesh Rasechem. Mamma Shavas Amurim Lahal Bebezin. Just like Bechol Mesh Rasechem, in that Pasik is talking about Bezin. Avon Shavas Amurim Kam Bebezin, and the Tire is telling me, don't do Havara in Bezin. Lamarachman, Lizavaru. That means don't do Mises Bezin. Now, my life, Rav Nassan, he damar lechalik yatsasa. It's going like Rav Nassan, who holds that Avara is an Av Malacha, it is Chayiv Karas, but Taimid Kas Rachman Lo Yisavaru, and the Torah had to write, do not do Mises Bezin on Shabbos. Halav Hoki, if not so, Dachi. I would say you could do Mises Bezin on Shabbos, because Esses Daicha Loisnes and Shesh Bekaras. So the inference is that Yibum would be Daicha the Loisnes and Shesh Bekaras. That's why I need a law. So the Gemara Loi Rav Yaisi, it's going like Rav Yaisi, that it's only a Lav. And therefore I would think it's Daicha. But Enochidami, there would be no havamina that it's doichel lois as a shiash bekaris, and therefore I need a law. Fact the Gemara b'tavi nami Rabbi Yosi, even if it's like Rabbi Yosi, emadam Rabbi Yosi havar lelav yatasa. He only said havar is lav, havar a greatness, just to light a fire. Havar the best of bishul psulu by b'mitzas bezin of sreifa, you have to cook the lead. V'yam Rabbi Shaitis madli bishul psulu madbishul samonim. It's a deraisa, so cooking the lead is a deraisa, and yet we had a havamina to be deichel Shabbos. I need a pasuk that infers that everywhere else as is deichel lois as shiash bekaris. I'm Rabbi Simi Barashi high tana loy bishul. This was not shot in the Braisa. The Braisa never entertained the Havamina that I say should be Deichalois as Shesh Makaras. We had a Kavachimer to say that it should be Deichal. Why? Now we're explaining the Braisa. What does Mechalah Moishu must mean except for Mises Bezm? Ava Mises Bezm, the Shabbos, Daki Shabbos, it pushes away Shabbos Mikavachimer. And this is the Kavachimer. Ma Avaida, Shi Hamura. Right, Avaida is very strict. The Deicha Shabbos, we do Avaida on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, they're being Kabbalists. Yet, Ritzicha Deicha Isa, if the only Kayan around is a Ritzayach, we'd rather not do the Avaida than have the Ritzayach do the Avaida, even though it's a kosher Avaida if he does it. So Shabbos which gets pushed away from Avaida, and Avaida gets pushed away from Ritzicha, and it didn't say Ritzicha Deichaisa. So it had nothing to do with Esa being Deichaisa. It was based on a logical Kavachimer. Maya Eina de Kamar. And what was the response? Maybe not. Because the Hachi Kamar, Kuris Meis Mitzvah Techiach, burying a Meis Mitzvah shows me the Deichas Avaida, pushes away Avaida, Vein Deichas HaShabbos, and it doesn't push away Shabbos. So we see that it doesn't work. A pushes away B, B pushes away C, and A pushes away B doesn't mean A pushes away C. We see that from Kuris Meis Mitzvah. Tzaych HaVayda is not day for Shabbos. Hado Amar, but then the Braisa responded, Kuris Meis Mitzvah did Shabbos Mekav HaKaymer. Maybe it does. Ma HaVayda she day for Shabbos, Kuris Meis Mitzvah day for Isa. HaVayda which is day for Shabbos, Kuris Meis Mitzvah pushes it away. Mevelachoysoy, that's derived from a pasuk. That extra pasuk by Nazir that says lachoysoy, that if you're going, if a person goes to do avodas or Pesach or any other carbon and there's a meis mitzvah, it pushes away the iser, pushes away the mitzvah of avoda. So Shabbos and Nitzchus from Avoda, and then should take course meis mitzvah. So maybe in the Chanami, maybe meis mitzvah should be buried on Shabbos. Talmud Leimel is Tavaru Eish to tell me that it's not Deicham. That Avaida, that Ritzicha is not Deicha, and once Ritzicha is not Deicha, the Kavachimer doesn't work, and Beis Mitzvah is not Deicha also. So therefore, it has nothing to do with Esesh Makaris, and therefore we're still left with the question, why do we need Aleha? Frekting Gemara, Lemay the Sala Kadaita Mikara, the Asi Esav Deicha Loisasa, and what we had at Havamina, that the Pshat was that Asi can be Deicha Loisasesh Makaris, so Maya Yena the Kamar. So what was the exchange in the Braisa? First it said, it should be Deicha, then it said it shouldn't be Deicha, then it came back and said it should be Deicha. Because Haki Kamar, Mani Makai Makalam by Shumas Mishar Malachas, Chutzmi Mises Bezen, Ava Mises Bezen, Doki Shabbos, the Asi Esav Deicha Loisasa, even of Karas. Hazar Ama Eimad Abin Asi Esav Deicha Loisasa, Loisasa. Greater. Only when it's a loisasa by itself. Loisasa shiash bekaras mishamet le didaki. Did you ever hear that it should push away karas? Hadar Amar, then it came back and said, no. Isn't the punishment for transgressing loisasa worse than the punishment for missing an assay? Still because he's achz v'dochi lois the loy. And still we say the assay is doichi loisasa. Right? As the Ramban explains in Parshas Yisroel, because when you're doing the Aseh, you're showing Ava, and Ava is greater than Yira. So when a person transgresses a Loisasa, normally he's breaking Yira. Breaking Yira is worse than not doing Ava. But when a person breaks the Loisasa because of Ava, so then it pushes it away, right? Even though the Loisasa is Chomer. So Mali Chomer Zuta, Mali Chomer Rabba, what difference does it make how severe it is? That's what I would think. So that was the Havamina, that Aseh is Deicha Loisasa, and that's why that is like Sevaru. That would have answered why we need Aleha. But the Gemara answered that was not shot in the Braisa. The Braisa never entertained that Esai is Deicha Loisasa Shesh Bekaris. It was because of a Kavachimer. So we're back to the question. Why do we need Aleha? Esai is not Deicha Loisasa Shesh Bekaris. So why would I need Aleha? So now the Gemara is going to try a different approach. Ela Itzchak. Samkadai Tachamina Tehav, Eishas Ak Dovashoye Bechlau. It was in the group of Arayas. Tichol Ashiyasim Mikolatei Vasei Levenichrasu. V'yatsim in Aklau. And then the Torah came and said that Yibum is bigger than Eishas Ak. The law made to teach. It's not only teaching that Yibum is Daisha Echshisak, and Laman Akalakula Yatsa. This is a rule that anything that was in a group and the Torah told me a halacha about one of the group, it applies to all the group. It defines the group. The Tanya, like we learned. What is the case where we say it defines the group? Person that eats Shlamim when he's Tameh. Shlamim was included in the passing that said, any tummy that eats kashim gets karas. The lama yatsu. So why did the Torah specify shlamim? It's already included. It's to define the cloud. The lama look. Ma shlamim yichadim kachim isveyach. Just like shlamim is kachim isveyach. Avko kachim isveyach. The cloud, the karas of eating kachim and tummy only goes on kachim isveyach. Yatsu kachim and kabayas. So we see a rule that whenever the Torah says a specific after it said a general, right, and just says a specific in a different pasuk, right? It's to define the general group klau. So the same thing here. Hachanami. Over here also. Havamina. Eishasach b'klal arayas. Klal arayas haisa. Eishasach is included on arayas. V'lama yatsa said the Torah went and took it out and said, Yibum is mutter. L'hakish shaleh v'loimar. To teach us about the whole klau. Ma eishasach shaya. Av klal arayas nami shayan. That all arayas should be mutter as well. Zakti gemar midami. No comparison. Hasim klau be iser or prat be iser. Their pshat is the Torah repeated the same iser of the klau. It said it by the prat. So therefore we say that the Torah is defining the klau. Haka klau be iser prat be heter. Here the Torah wrote a heter in the prat, which is against the rule of the klau. It's not defining it. It's contradicting it. This falls under the other category of somebody that was part of a group, and then the Torah wrote something new about it, contradicting the klal. And there it says, if anything, not only doesn't it teach about the klal, but itself is taken out of the klal, and the Torah has to put it back in for everything else. The tiny we learned. You cannot bring it back to the cloud. So the Torah brings it back. Keita, where do we see this? It says, Shech the lamb in the place where you shech the chatas and the oil in the holy place. Because the asham is the same as the chatas, which is superfluous. We know that already. We know that the chatas is shechted and is treated the same way as the asham. Because the Vishyat Sashim Mitzaira lead them B'davra Chadash. The Torah wrote a locha that contradicts every other carbon. Every other carbon, the Torah says, sprinkle the blood of the Mizbayach. Here the Torah says, sprinkle the blood, but bayin yad, bayin regular yamanas. Put it on the thumb and on the toe, and the truth is it's on the ear also. So maybe it's not included in the rest of the carbonas. Just like a regular chatas needs that the blood and the fat be put on the mizbeach, asham, even asham mitzayra, tam matn dama v'murim legab mizbeach. But v'ilay ahadrekra, had the Torah not put it back, had amida lemaid nafik nafik, lemaid loy nafik loy nafik, I would have said that it's only for its own halacha and it's not part of the group. Same thing here. Achanami have amida eishasach destroy ishtari. It's only by eishasach. In fact, we would need a pasuk to put eishasach back into the group that it's karas, right? Which we learn now from Mikol Ashiyas and Mikol Ateivais. But with none of that, we would have said the Torah took Eishasach out of the group. And therefore, Yishar Arayas law, you can't say all the Arayas should be mutter by Yibum. It's a Dover HaKadosh. And by Dover HaKadosh, I don't define the klau by the Dover HaKadosh. Something Gemara, you're right. Elis HaKadai Dechamina, it's a logical comparison. Tasty, I should learn out, Bach, Achais Isha, B'mem Metzino Meishasach. I should learn out Achais Isha with a logical comparison. Ma Eishasach Miyabma is Miyabma even though it's Karas. Achais Isha is Yabim. A logical comparison. Something might be dumb. I'd never make that logical comparison. Hasam Chani Surah, Katrei Surah. What is one Karas? What is two Karases? Not the Gemara Mal the Tei Mahoyel v'Ishtari Ishtari. A new rule. Now, sometimes we see that the Torah is Matur one Isser, and therefore even if a second Isser is there, it happens to be there, it falls off. Where do we see this? Without Teimra. The Tanya. Now, I want to differentiate again. For a Tvuyayim to walk in to the Harabayis, is a shayla if it's an assay or a drabana. The Gemara calls it an assay, and then the Gemara explains that it's not even an assay, it's rabbinic iser. Again, Ezav, his Mitzayra cannot walk into the Harabayis. It's a chi of Karis. But if once he went to the mikvah, he's a tvuyayim, it's either just an assay or maybe not even an assay. But that's in the Harabayis. Into the Azara, a tvuyayim walks into the Azara, or Mechusa Kippurim, he's chai of Karis. But then the Torah said a Mitzayra sticks his fingers and his thumb, sticks his thumb, toe, and ear in. So there's a machloikas. One of the Amai says that's not called entry, because Bia b'mitzvah shloishma Bia, a partial entry is not called entry. One of the Amai says it is a partial entry, and the Torah said that the person can do the partial entry. The Torah allowed it. So now we see. And he saw it carry that day. So he became a Tvuyayim, a Tavol. So walking into the Harabayas, no, that's an assay. Even though an other Tvuyayim cannot walk into the Harabayas, Zen Nichnas, he can walk in because he has to do his Karban Pesach. The assay of Karas is stronger. It'll push away the assay of not Karas, of walking into the Harabayas. Rabbi Yechon makes it easier. He says it's not even an assay for a Tvuyayim to walk in. He stood there when he was being retired at the Tmei in front of the new Chatzar, by Chatzar HaKadosha, Amar Rabbi Yechon and Shechitshu Badvarim, V'amru Tvuyayim LaYichnas L'Machnas L'Viyah. Right on the side it says, Amar Rebbe, that they were Mechadish and said, a Tvuyayim should not walk into Machnas L'Viyah. Okay. So therefore he's allowed to walk into the Harabayas. But there's another problem here. How does he enter the Azara? Now, if you learn a partial entry, he's not an entry, it's no problem. He can stick in his thumb because he's not entering the Azara. Sticking in a thumb or a toe or ear is not entry. But Ula holds it is entry. And the Torah permitted it from a Torah. That's great. But why can a Balkari walk in? Because we have a concept called Hayav Ishtari Ishtari. Again, if you hold a partial walk-in, it's not a walk-in. Then you don't need Hayov Ishtari Ishtari. There's no Isser being done. Sticking it thumb, toe, ear in is not entry. But Ula holds it is entry. So therefore it is the Torah permitted it. So once the Torah permitted a Mitzayra, it permitted a Balkari also. So we want to say the same thing here. Once the Torah permitted Eshesach, it permits Achaisi Ishitu. Zokti Gemara Midami Lidu Ula. It's not comparable to the case of Ula. Why? Because if you notice my Mitzayra, the Isra of Mitzayra came first, the Isra of Kari came second. So if we want to make an analogy, it would have to be that the Isra Eshesach came first, and then came the Isra Achaisisha. So it will depend in the order of who married first. The brother who died married first. Then the one that remained alive got married. So first came Eshesach, then came Achaisisha. So you could say, the big of the Ishtri Isra Eshesach, Ishtri Nami Isra Achaisisha. Just like Mitzayra came first, Keri came second, Mitzayra goes off, Keri goes off. Ellen Rasachai, right, but if the living brother, the one who remained alive, married first, so it was Achais Isha first, V'yakach Nasir Meis, Isra Achais Isha Kadim. And therefore we wouldn't say Hayov Ishtari Ishtari, because Hayov Ishtari Ishtari is only said when the first Isra goes off. Here it's the second Isra that goes off. That's question number one. Number two is, Right, in the case of Mitzayra, it was already the day of the eighth day. He was already mutter to go in, then Keri came. So it would be analogous to the case that the brother died before the living brother married the sister. There was a heter beforehand. But if the brother who died hadn't died yet, it's not analogous. He was never fit. If the carry would be before the eighth day, he never got to the point of heter. Means it was already mutter from a Torah. So now that he became a bal carry, it remains mutter. But there has to have been a heter before the second Isser came. So here also, there would have to have been that the brother died first before the living brother married his wife's sister. So, it's a very limited case that is comparable to Matzaira. Zavtik Gemara, you're 100% right. You're right. The only case I would need a lot is in that case. When the brother died, and then his living brother married the wife's sister. So we say, I would think to say, Hoyal v'ishtari, that's why I need a law. That is answer number one. Iboy Yisayma, I can give you a... I'm sorry? Second answer is, I would think it's mutter because of a hekish. And on a hekish, we can't ask any questions. The pasuk says, all arayas are compared to Eshesach. And you can't ask. It's different. It's a hekish. Because Rahman Allah to tell me no yibum is not doicha. So let us see. At the end of the day, we have two contradictory lessons in arayas. Eshesach is pushed away. Achaisish is not pushed away. So how do I know which one to compare the other 13 ervas to? Kol arayas ikulakshinu Eshesach, where the Torah said yibum is mutter. Ikulakshinu lachaisish, where the Torah said yibum is aser. So they're all the same hekish. So my chaz is the actions of chayzich, action of leishesach. How do I know to go and say that yibum is prohibited by the other 13 ervas? Maybe I should go with yibum being permitted. So the Gemara gives two answers. Either Ibai Sema Lakula Khuma Lakhuma Makshina. You're right. But there's a rule. Whenever you can make a hekish one way or the other way, we go Lakhumra. Ibai Sema, Hakatray Surah Bakhatray Suri, Betray Machad, Yalfinan, Train Betray Yalfinan. Abakhadi Surah Train Machad Allah Yalfinan. Then you have two hekishes, one is more logical than the other. Because Eshesach is one Isser. Khaisisha by Yibum is two Isurim. All the other Arabs bin Bakum Yibum is two Isurim. So we compare the two to the two rather than the two to the one. The third answer the Gemara gives why you need Allah is Rava Amar Erva Gufalei Shichikra. You're 100% right. We don't need Allah for Erva. The Enes Adaychalais is a Shesh Bekaris. Ki Yitzrachra, Lemesa Tzara. The Pasuk is for Tzara. Now the Gemara will explain later, I don't even need it for Tzara. Because once the Torah wrote Litzrar, it's Karis. It's to define that the Isra Litzrar is only in the place of Yibam. The Erev leTzichikra, you're telling me Erev doesn't need a pasuk, but Tanya didn't the Brisa say Ein li Elohein, right? We only the he, we know the Erev from the Leah. Mashmi, we need a pasuk. Mushum Tzarasa, it was a way of the Brisa bringing in Tzarasa. But Tani Ein li Elohein said it by the rest of our Raya's too. Mushum Tzarasayim. Tana Rabbi Tashema, Rabbi Yaimer. Rabbi learns out the Isser Yibum by Erev from a different pasuk. He doesn't learn Allah, and I mentioned him tomorrow, we will see why not. But meanwhile, Rabbi says, it could have said V'lokach, and it says L'kacha, V'yibem, and it says V'yibma. So one is the lesser Tzaris, to tell me, takes her, not somebody else. Tzaris V'arayis, one is for Erev, one is for Tzara. So we see we need a pasuk for Erev. So the Gemara, aim a lesser Tzaris shel Erev. It means the Tzaris of the Erev. In fact, the Gemara, he brings two psukim. If he only needed for Tzara, why does he need two psukim? My love, chad l'Erev, chad l'Tzara. So the Gemara, lay, idi v'idi l'Tzara. Chad l'meis Tzara b'makam mitzvah. What is the asset Tzara in the place of Yibum? The Chad l'mishri Tzara shaloi b'makam mitzvah. To tell me that Tzara is not an Isser in itself. It's only when it's a brother's wife. How do we learn that? My time it says v'yibim, it could have said v'yibim, it says v'yibma. The makam Yibum of that Sira Tzara. V'yibma is defining a l'kacha. L'kacha tells me don't do Yibum to the Tzara. Right? And V'yibma is saying only the Isser Tzara is in the place of Yibum when it's a brother's wife. Shiloi b'makam Yibum, Shari Yitzara. Amar Rav Ashi, Masnisa Nami Daika. The Mishnah is also a proof. The Tani Chamesh Yasri Nashim Paitris Tzareseyan. V'ilu Pturais U'Paitris like Tani. It doesn't say Pturais U'Paitris, just Paitris. That means Erva we know. I only need a pasuk for tzara. Shmamina. Frekti Gemara Maishna Erva Leitzicha Kro Deinasa Doicha Leisnes Yesh Bekaris. Why don't I need a pasuk for Erva? Because Es is not Doicha Leisnes Yesh Bekaris. Tzara Nami Leiti Boi Kro. Tzara should also not need a pasuk. Should the Es is Doicha Leisnes Yesh Bekaris. Once it says Litzrayv, it's Karis. So of course Es is not Doicha. The truth is, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you can't be miyab mitzara. It's to define the iser tzara. You shouldn't think that the iser tzara is an intrinsic iser. It's to define the iser tzara that it's only in the place of yibum. My time, mamakra aleh, but mokam aleh dasira. Litzrayv is only aser by aleh. Shaloi b'mokam aleh sharia. When there's no mitzvah of yibum, you can marry the tzara. Amalei Rami Bachama. So Rami Bachama said l'Rava. Eime erve gupa shaloi b'mikim mitzvah tishteri. So why don't we say aleh defines the whole iser of anxious achais isha? That the only time achais isha is aser, when can't you marry your bride sister when she's in place of yibum? Just like we said by Tzara. It's like the Gemara, you can't do that. You want to tell me by yibum it's worse than by not yibum? We see that by Tzara, the Mamakim Mitzvah Asirah, Shalem Mamakim Mitzvah Sharia. Amalei, Alecha Mekra B'chayeha. The Torah said B'chayeha, Kosha B'chayeha. It's Asir as long as the wife is alive. In fact, the Gemara, Hai B'chayeha M'bayle L'mutalach Amisa. It's not an extra pasuk to tell me, Shalem Mamakim Yibum. It's to tell me that after death it's mutter. So the Gemara, Hime Isha Achaisa Nafka. It says, don't take a woman with her sister. Mashma that the sister is still alive. So we learn now that after Misa it's mutter. So B'chayeha is extra to tell me even Shalem Mamakim Yibum. In fact, the Gemara, it's not true. Because Hime Isha Achaisa, I mean, in this Gar Shasharia. I would have said, if divorce, you're not taking them both together. Tamala B'chayeha, Kosha B'chayeha. That you can't marry her if she's in his garsha. So we're back to the question. Why doesn't Allah define Achais Isha just like it defines Sarah? We have a contradiction in the pasuk. Don't marry her, don't marry her tzara. That's two. At the end of the pasuk it says one. That means it seems to say that sometimes two are aser and sometimes only one is aser. Okay, so the makam mitzvah by yibum because of aleha shteir asurais. Shulay b'makam mitzvah, he asura, she is aser, but tzarasa muteres. So the aleha comes to define when is it two and when is it one. Why don't we say that the Torah wrote two when there's no mitzvah and b'makim yibum the tzara becomes mutter? I would have done that logically if I had a contradiction in the pasuk that says tzara is aser and then it says tzara is mutter. I would have said b'makim yibum it's mutter, shloim b'makim yibum it's aser. By writing aleh, the Torah is telling me the opposite. It's aser b'makim yibum because it's your brother's wife. It's defining the iser tzara. Without aleh, I would say tzara is an intrinsic iser of being a tzara's erva. The Torah permitted it by yibum. Here now we're saying, no, it's not an intrinsic iser. It's an iser of brother's wife where there's no mitzvah. Therefore, it's only b'makam yibum. Amalei Rav Ashilur of Kahana. Mimai, the high alal yisura. Dilma lateri. Maybe the Torah is coming b'matar and saying, maybe the Isra of both is when there's no Yibam. Maybe Allah has told me that everything is mutter. So when would one be Asr and the other be mutter? So therefore Allah is telling me a definition of only one of the two. Now which way is it telling me? You can look at it two ways. You can say Allah is telling me it's only Asr by Yibum. You can tell me Allah is telling me it's only Asr when there's no Yibum. So now I look at the Psukim. One Pasuk says two are Asr. One Pasuk says one is Asr. Without Allah I would say both are Asr without Yibum and only one is Asr by Yibum. That would have been the logical answer. Comes along Allah and defines it and says the exact opposite. It's only Asir B'makam Yibum because Saras Erva is not an intrinsic Erva. It's only Asir because it's a brother's wife. Merchishim tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock.